Hello, cows, are you still engaged in stockyard mentality? That's what a school really is. It's a stockyard. I'm Jay Nemro, and this is Quasi Indefatigable Zenilith. We've been talking about schools and about some of their bad attributes. And I've been bouncing around just wildly. And it's just because I sit in the car, I don't have an outline in front of me of what I want to say. So I don't stay on just one topic, and I wander around. I think I'll ultimately get to all my ideas on all this. It's hard to say. I'm going to talk a little bit about teacher education and how funny I think it is. I'll tell you a little bit about when I went to college. When I first went to college, I was going to go into a hard science. At first, I was going to go into microbiology, then I changed to physics. I've got a good mind for these things, but honestly, I didn't want to have to be in the kind of circumstances these people are in. I ended up looking at myself as that someday I would teach the college level, whatever my topic was, microbiology, physics, computer science, whatever. That was kind of my picture. But once I started going to school, college was kind of rough. So I changed my major to English. Because you know what? English is garbage. Anybody can do English. I had some aptitude in writing. I'm actually a decent writer. People have said so. I published some stuff. And things seem to go okay. Now, English is really easy. It tends to be kind of a default. If you did good in English in high school, you can major in that in college. By and large, if you're going to major in English, what are you going to end up doing? Teaching English in high school, if you decide to stop your education, or if you decide to try to get a job after you get a bachelor's degree, or you might go on and you can get your PhD and you can teach in college. Most people who study these things with only 4 years of actual understanding of this stuff, they end up teaching it. That's kind of the way it all is, That's kind of the default. Well, let me tell you, colleges and schools, those who actually hire these people, they are very, 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 very interested in reducing standards for incoming teachers. Now, you can't do that without people noticing and getting upset. So we do it in kind of a sneaky way. Most people I know, most people that I rub shoulders with in education or in my work now have a master's degree. I don't. I only have a bachelor's degree. And I'll be honest, I ended up taking, I suppose, the path of least resistance. I went to college for the sole reason that I knew that if you had a college degree, you would almost by nature make about double what a high school graduate can make. So that's exactly what I did. I went to college and I got a degree. Hey, I ended up getting a degree in home economics. I don't want anybody to say anything bad about home. I don't want you to laugh. I enjoy home economics. It's actually more of a mindset than it is of what you would consider a discipline. People say, oh yeah, home ec, you're cooking, cleaning, child care, yada, yada, yada. And they go, well, that's not very much. I mean, any woman who has any kind of intelligence at all can do all those things. Men wouldn't touch the 10-foot pole. Here I am, a male home economist. It's more of a mindset. It's more of a way of looking at the world. And I always look at the world more in the way of home, family, things like that, very, very compatible with home economics, family and consumer sciences these days. Anyway, so I don't want you guys to, I'm not ripping on home ec, because honestly, there really isn't a track for what home ec teachers will do, you know, or what a home ec major will end up doing. You know, it used to be that most people who went into home economics came out teaching either at your cooperative extension service or at a middle school or a high school. You know, that was where most of them came to. Went to. I didn't. I taught home ec for 1 year, but it was only tied to technology, because I was also teaching technology and running a technology department at the school. Anyway, so let's talk about this teacher education, this whole thing. Almost all of them are pressured, once they get their first job, to immediately start working on their master's. Now, I've got to tell you that I don't have tons of respect for college teacher education programs, for the sole reason that they kind of play a shell game, you know. Honestly, getting a education master's degree, or even in college, getting a degree, period, has more to do with perseverance than with learning or intelligence. It's how many classes have I sat through? How many assignments have I completed? How many papers have I done? And it's all a question of perseverance, getting that degree. Now, the most important thing about getting any degree anymore has nothing to do with knowledge or education or being better or doing better. It all has to do with I just got slowed down by one of those blinking signs that tells you how fast you're going. I'm going 3 miles over the speed limit, so I had to slow down. And I had to watch the little thing stop blinking, so I said, okay, you're at a good speed limit. The whole point of teacher education is to meet government criteria. The government says, and the government will pay a school district more for master level teachers. It doesn't mean they're any smarter. It doesn't mean they're any better. It means they've invested some time and effort into getting this master's degree. It doesn't indicate anything else. That's not to say that the people who get it are stupid or short-sighted or dumb, because you know what? Making more money doing exactly what you were doing before simply because you have some kind of credential now, that's just the only intelligent thing to do. I would question your intelligence if you continue to sit there and say, oh, okay, I'm getting my bachelor's degree and I'm not going to go to college anymore. In my case, that's not important, because I would get paid the same amount if I went out and got my master's. It doesn't matter. I'm paid as much as I'm going to get paid. I'm not going to get paid more having a higher level degree, because I'm in support now. I'm not one of those people who goes out and serves the public. I actually just serve my internal customers. I work for a company. I provide support to the people who are really out there doing it. So, teacher education, because it is mandated by government, and they do that because that is one of the big pillars of saying this is how we're improving education. All of our teachers are more educated. They're smarter. They have more training, and that's always the term it comes down to. So it really has nothing to do with intelligence or ability particularly. It depends how many classes you've sat in, how many papers you've written. You know, when you've put in so much time and you've taken all these classes and you've done what you've been asked to do, you're given this new piece of paper that says you're now a master teacher and you get paid more money. They pay you that more money because the government can then turn around and tell the constituents, your school is so much better because you have this many more people who have master's, you know, teachers who have master's degrees. Is the education better? No. You shouldn't expect it to be. Now, that doesn't mean that on an individual basis, an individual teacher might be able to teach better or have more information or even be smarter after they attend their course of study. But there's not necessarily a correlation there. They think there is. Or they try to get people to believe there is. That's much more likely. Is that this is just kind of a perception thing. It has nothing to do with that teacher. That teacher can still teach exactly the way they've always done. The important thing is they have this credential. And this credential says something. Whether it means anything or not. Totally. Totally immaterial. The teacher education is that way all the way through. To a degree, because there's a shortage of teachers, especially because the teaching profession can be rough. A lot of schools are like war zones. It's a difficult job for a whole lot of reasons. A lot of people can't do teaching. I can't do teaching because I can't suspend everything I believe in to be able to keep a job. I'm a fanatic, honestly. At least as far as the school is aware. I wasn't going to be able to get a second contract for several reasons. The stated reason was I didn't have enough money. That was an easy cop-out. I wasn't going to sue them over it, and they weren't going to give me hassles about it. They just said, there's not enough money for the program, which was a lie. Is that true? Yeah, it's pretty true. They could have continued putting money into that program. There were a couple of good reasons why they didn't. But one of the biggest reasons was I wasn't their view of what a good teacher should be. I wasn't falling into that little thing. You know, I wasn't willing to take on 100 clubs. You know, I wasn't going to play all the political games that teachers almost pretty much have to play to survive in school. And I questioned everything, you know. How come kids shouldn't run and burn off their energy? Well, it's not safe. And you go, well, nothing's safe. I said, if all we were ever concerned about is safety, we would put the kids in straitjackets and we would load them onto gurneys and transport them here and there, the ultimate in safety. Schools might consider doing that at some point, just to kind of keep things a little safer. But no, that's silly, and that would cost money. So it's a control issue. And teachers have to be very, very, teachers that survive have to be very thick-skinned, very willing to control, and very domineering personalities. Now, I'm a very domineering personality, but I'm not an orthodox personality, which was what got me killed, was because I wasn't an adherent to the orthodoxy. I wasn't sitting there going, education is the most important thing in the world. I go, no, it's not. It's not the most important. There's a lot of things that are more important than education. And that was a problem, too. So what teacher education really does is it's a filter. It's a filter for people who shouldn't be teachers. There is a whole lot of shakedown crews to it. They're not trying to get you to the point to where they think you're educated, because there really isn't much education to be done in education. It's all about how do you teach. It's all about what methodology you're supposed to be using. And that's why it's called, that's why, and I think it's honest, it's one of the honest things about it. Not to call it teacher education. It needs to be called teacher training. Because it really is kind of a training program, you know, it's like those guys that sell you a brain power memory program for $39.95. It's supposed to make you smarter or able to store more things in your head so that you can be more impressive. That's really more of what it is. It isn't a question of learning something. It's actually the question of adopting a certain methodology. That's what teacher education is. It's all about, this is the way schools and teaching works. We don't want to hear about your ideas about what's the right thing to teach her. We've already decided all that. Everything is decided. All you have to do is sit there and accept what we tell you is the way life is. It brings up an interesting thing. When I was teaching, I was taking to the principal's office, and the principal was getting upset at me because I was giving everybody bad grades, and it was because people were sloughing off, you know. And he smiled and shook his head and said, "You really don't understand how this works." And his question was very, very telling. I had already been teaching for 7 months, okay? He asked me if I had student taught, which is a one-semester course for most teacher education programs, teacher training programs. It takes one semester, about 3.5 months. During that time, you work under another teacher, and that teacher is supposed to guide you, and you kind of practice teaching. So he was saying, he came back and he went, "Oh, that's why you never did your student teaching." And you go, "I'm confused. I've been doing real, sitting there doing real teaching for 7 months, and you're saying that in a program of 3.5 months of not really teaching but kind of play teaching, would have made it so much better." And that's when it came to me. It has nothing to do with what you know. You know, it has nothing to do with your education level. It has, you know, to be a good social studies teacher, you don't have to know diddly squat about social studies. There's nothing to be known. If you want to know about social studies, you just have the kids read the book and you make sure they take the test. You don't have to know about any of that stuff. What teacher training is something that we call pedagogy. It's the art of how you get kids to quote-unquote learn. And it actually has nothing to do with that. I mean, you could see what teachers actually do every day. And you go, this doesn't necessarily teach us anything. Because the teacher isn't spouting any real information. The books really don't have much information in them either. It's all about, are you following the program? Are you fully invested in following the program? If you're not, you are a renegade and you must be gotten rid of. That's what happened to me. And that's all teacher education is about, is teaching the methodology. This is how we want kids taught. This is the method you use. It's a degree in crowd control. It's a degree in, I don't know. You know what it's most like? I went to a manager training. They call it manager training school. It was just a 1 week a one-week get-together intensive training on how this company wanted their stores, it's a convenience store chain, wants its convenience stores managed. You know, how to do the paperwork, how to turn in all this stuff and do that stuff, how to make some tips on how to catch people stealing from you, how to catch your employees stealing from you. And that was pretty much it. That is so much like teacher training. That's exactly the kind of things they learn. They stretch it out over 4 years because that's the way college is. College won't give you a bachelor's degree unless you've done 4 years of time. It's almost like prison, you know? If you do your 4 years, you get this hunk of paper. If you do 2 more years, you get this hunk of paper. It really doesn't have a relationship to what you actually did. It mostly has with how much time. It ends up being semester. So it ends up being more like how many hours you pumped into it. Of what this is. And it's much more teaching kind of this universal school management program. And that's what it is. That's why schools are all so uniform. That's why they all use the same way, because all the teacher training programs are, by and large, extremely uniform. It's because, and it's made so that everybody has basically the same mindset, the same things, the same philosophy goes into it. And if you haven't been taught the philosophy, are you going to fail? Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I have no question that I wasn't extremely knowledgeable on my subject matter. I had been doing significant home economics work for many years before I taught. I had done more home ec than home ec teachers have ever done. Home ec teachers usually do the basic things, and that's why people kind of pigeonhole. Because that's what it is. Let's continue talking about this in a little while. We always want these MP3 files to be able to fit on a diskette so they're easy to take around, but to constantly have kind of a thing. We get about 22, 23, 25 minutes on each one. So each one of these conversations takes about that long. Not a conversation. It's a diatribe. I am diatribe. No, I am Jane Emerald. This is Quasi-Indefatigable Zenilith. It is a diatribe because all you hear about is from me. If you want to have a conversation, I'll carry on a conversation in some other media. I'm not going to do it with a MP3 file. Have a great day. Don't be a cow. Take it easy. You want to take care of yourself. Bye-bye.